what we've got to deal with if we truly, truly want to live a life of abundance in a day where we have to cope effectively and live a meaningful life in the presence of relentless, accelerating change. We've got to ask ourselves, what do we need to learn? What is necessary to learn so that we can live well and work well? And so one of the things that I think we need to realize is that there is a process we have to go through in our thinking. And Paul, the apostle, refers to it as the renewal of our minds, perhaps more important today than ever before in history. And we're going to take some time and look at some of that as we look at this whole notion of necessary shifts. And so when we consider what a shift is, we need to realize that it's a change in position, a direction, or a tendency. In other words, it's a change. If you speak of a shift as a noun, a shift is a change in position, direction, or tendency. When you're told you have to make a shift or you have to shift, and it's a verb, you have to understand that's implying there has to be a move made or cause to move from one place to another. And generally, those shifts don't seem large. They're small and incremental. However, even the smallest shift will have a radical impact on things somewhere down the road. The slightest little shift, if a construction worker is lining up the foundation of a house with the four corners of that house, and they don't rightly angle the connection from one corner to the next, and they're off slightly, by the time they draw the line to the next corner, they're not going to connect because that little angle of a shift at the previous corner has become a number of feet off at the next corner. So shifts do occur incrementally, and they're generally small shifts. We're not talking about big shifts. We're talking about small incremental shifts that we need to make on a daily basis that will produce great and large results somewhere down the road. And so having said that, and having established that where we are is we are in what they're calling the shift age, and that I want to talk to you about necessary shifts, we're going to look at your way of being and your understanding and awareness of what's going on. So let me just ask you a couple of questions. And let me just invite you, as you look at these questions in your heart, jot some things down while I'm sharing that come to mind as it relates to who you are and how you see what's going on in your world. So here's the first question. How do you see yourself? It is so important that you become aware of how you see yourself. Oftentimes, the way we see ourselves is tied to the way we've been told we're supposed to be from the time we're children. Sometimes many of us have an inaccurate picture of ourselves because we're so dependent on how others see us that we never bother to get quiet enough and contemplate enough on how we see ourselves in light of how we were made to be. And if it's going to be a successful life for you, and my heart's desire is that indeed it does be a successful life for you, and that you can manage to move forward in a day of rapid, accelerated, relentless change, knowing how you see yourself is very important, because when you see yourself inaccurately, it affects your capacity to function at optimal levels. So how do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as strong? Do you see yourself as vital? Do you see yourself as a difference maker? Do you see yourself as a history maker? Do you see yourself as someone who has the ability to influence others? Do you see yourself as someone who's been designed to make an impact on the world, and leave the world a better place?